Играется.
Today's Amud is Yumun and Heyamud Aleph. We're holding on the bottom line on the Daldom of Bez. So says the Gemara, we mentioned in the Mishnah that Noto Sadam Mishim marries by Vechulu. We said that the Kohen Gadol, he takes the dam from the person who is stirring it so that it wouldn't congeal. And then the Gemara now is really going to focus on the Hemshech of the Mishnah. We said that then he goes into the place that he entered, he stands in the place that he stood, meaning in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he sprinkles, we said, upwards and downwards towards the Kapayres, but he doesn't sprinkle in a specific place. We said, Ela Kematzlef. So says the Gemara, my Kematzlef, what does it mean, Kematzlef? Machvi Rev Yehuda Kemenagda. It means like a person who's in charge of giving Malkus, that he doesn't give each and every whip in the exact same place. Rather, it switches places. So too here, he doesn't have a specific place where he's sprinkling the dam. Rather, he just sprinkles in an upwards and a downwards motion, as the Gemara is about to explain. Tana, we learned in the Braisa, Keshuhu Mazda Inei Mazda La Kapayres. When he sprinkles upwards, he doesn't sprinkle on the top of the Kapayres. Ela Keneged Oivya, he just sprinkles Keneged and in front of it. Rashi explains it doesn't even touch the Kapayres. He just sprinkles towards the Kapayres. Just towards the thickness of the kapayres, but not actually touching, not actually on the kapayres. So that what does it mean, up and down? If there's no specific place, and he's not actually getting the dam onto the kapayres, so what does it mean he sprinkles one sprinkle on top, and one and seven sprinkles down? Says the Braisa, all it means when we said that he sprinkles upwards, it means is that he turns his hand downwards, means he turns the back of his hand, that the back of his hand is towards the ground, and he sprinkles and he flicks his hand in an upwards motion. And kishuhu mazal lamata, when he sprinkles the seven sprinkles downwards, so mitzadid yadu lamala, what that means is that he turns his hand upwards, meaning he has the back of his hand facing upwards, and he flicks his hand in a downwards motion. So it's just about the motion of the sprinkle. That's what it means. And we said that he sprinkles one time upwards and seven times downwards, it's really just referring to the motion of his hand. But in terms of the place that he sprinkling too, so that's not necessarily sprinkling to a different place. He's just sprinkling in front of the kapayres. Says the Gemara Minani Mili. Rashi explains, what's the makar that he doesn't actually touch the kapayres? When he sprinkles, he just sprinkles in front of the kapayres, but not actually on the kapayres. Amar of Achaber Yaakov, Amar Rabbi Zeira, Amar Akra, because the Torah says, regarding the dam of the sayer, it says when he sprinkles the dam of the sayer, v'hiza isay ala kapayres, v'lefnea kapayres, is that he sprinkles it, meaning the dam, one time, Ayisai Zashan Yachid, he sprinkles it one time, ala kapayres, on top of the kapayres, meaning lamayla, vilifnea kapayres, and then he also sprinkles it lamata. The pasuk by the sayer doesn't tell us how many times he sprinkles downward. We're going to see later in the Gemara that we learn it out from the sprinkling of the par. By the par, the Torah specifies that he sprinkles downward seven times. By the sayer, the Torah doesn't tell us how many times he sprinkles downwards. It just says he sprinkles upwards one time, it says the Blashan Yachid, and then downwards, it just says v'lefnei akapayra. So we'll see later that we're going to learn it out from the par. Al kapana, the Gemara says we have a drasha. What's the makar that he doesn't actually touch the kapayras when he sprinkles? Because the Torah says that by the sayer, it says he sprinkles upwards one time. He sprinkles upwards, and then v'lefnei akapayras, and he also sprinkles downwards. So says the Gemara, le'yomer lamata b'sayer. The Torah didn't have to tell us at all the concept of sprinkling downwards by the sayer. Delight zarech. It's not needed. Anyways, Rashi explains. The Gemara says, the Gemara mimata de par. The Gemara explains that anyways, we learn it now from the mata of par, like we just said. The Torah doesn't tell us how many times to sprinkle downwards by the sayer. Anyways, we're going to have to learn it out from the par. So Rashi explains that once anyways, we're going to have to learn it out from the par, the amount of times we sprinkle, we're going to have to learn out from the par that we sprinkle seven times. So why not just learn out the whole concept of the sprinkling from the par? Just don't even say v'lefnei akapayres by the dam of the sayer. The Torah is going to eventually say, v'asa as dam. The Torah is going to say that you do for the sayer exactly as you did for the dam of the par. So there was no need to even mention at all the sprinkling of downwards. So why does the Torah tell us the sprinkling of downwards by the sayer? Lama nemar. Why does the Torah say it? La kushe al lelifne. It must be to compare sprinkling upwards to sprinkling downwards. Ma lifne de lav al. Just like it's pashut that when the Torah says lifne in front of, referring to the sprinklings downwards. So that's not on the kapayres, it's in front of the kapayres. It doesn't actually touch the kapayres. So af'al de lav al, so too when he sprinkles upwards, it doesn't really mean that he sprinkles al ha-kapayres on the kapayres, touching the kapayres. Because we learn, we compare it to lifnei, that just like lifnei it doesn't touch, so too when the Torah said al, it doesn't touch. In fact, the Gemara, we can make the exact same drasha the exact opposite way. Adrabah, lo yaymer l'mala bepar delo tzarich, the Torah shouldn't have told us l'mala bepar. Meaning like this, a little bit of background. We mentioned that by the Dam of the Sa'ir, so the Torah says, B'loshin Yachad, and he sprinkles upwards. So we know that he sprinkles one time upwards, and then it doesn't tell us how many times he sprinkles downwards. It says, and then he also sprinkles downwards, and it doesn't tell us how many times. So the Gemara soon is going to tell us that we learned it out from the Par, that just like the Par was sprinkled seven times downwards, so to the Sa'ir is sprinkled seven times downwards. By the Par, it's the opposite. By the Par, the Torah does specify that he sprinkles downwards seven times, but it doesn't specify how many times he sprinkles upwards. So how do we know that he only sprinkles upwards one time? Says the Gemara is going to say that we learned that out from the Sa'ir, that just like the Sa'ir was sprinkled one time upwards, so too the Par was sprinkled one time upwards. Again, from this pasuk of Kashir Asa, that you're supposed to do the sprinkling all the same. So we learn out the sprinkling upwards of the Par from the Sa'ir. So now the Gemara is saying that Adrabah, we can make a drasha the exact opposite way, that lo yoymer l'mayla b'par d'loy tzaruch, the Torah didn't have to tell us that he sprinkles upwards by the Par at all, because it's not needed. The government model of the Sa'ir. Anyways, we're going to have to learn it out from the Sa'ir that it's one time. So once we have to learn out the minion, the amount of times he sprinkles from the Sa'ir, so just don't even tell us at all about the sprinkling by the Par, and then we'll learn it out from the Sa'ir, because the Torah says to sprinkle them the same way. So lama nemer, so why by the Par does it tell us that he sprinkles one time upwards? It must be lakushe lifne la'al. It must be to compare lifne, sprinkling downwards in front of the kapayres, to sprinkling upwards on the kapayres. That ma'al al mamish, just like presumably when the Torah says to sprinkle on the kapayres, so it means on mamish, it means that it has to touch it. Af lifnei al mamish, so too when the Torah says in front of, it doesn't really mean in front of, really it has to touch. It's just in a downward motion, but it has to touch. So we can make the exact same drush of the opposite way. So how do you know to darshan from the Sa'ir, and to say that the sprinkling downwards is extra, and to darshan from there to compare al lifnei, maybe we should compare lifnei to al, says the Gemara. Hi, my. No, what are you talking about? It makes sense if you say that it's the downwards of the Sa'ir that's extra, that's to teach us this drasha, that we compare al to lifnei, that just like lifnei doesn't touch, so too al doesn't touch. L'mayla de parmi boyle l'chadetanya. We'll still be using all the psukim, because you want to know what we'll learn out from the al of the par. We'll learn out the following drasha that we taught in, that was taught in the Braisa. L'chadetanya de be Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. The Tana de be Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov taught that al pnei akapayres, when the Torah says by the par, al pnei kapayres, what do we kedma? It says he sprinkles on the kapayres kedma towards the east. So what do we learn out from this pasuk? That zebanav that kol makom shenemar pnei ene ela kadim. We learn out from here a klal in kol Torah kula, that anytime we learn the Torah and the Torah says the lashon of pnei, it means dafko lashon of eastward ela iam. So it comes out every pasuk, every part of the pasuk is being used. All is understandable if you say that we're going to learn out from the pasuk of Sa'ir and say that the Lamat of Sa'ir is extra to compare Al to Lifnei. So then every part of the Pasuk is being used. The Pasuk of Par we have a different drasha for. But if you're going to say that we're going to say that the Lamail of the Par is extra, and we're going to learn out the Lifnei from the Al, just like Al is Al Mamish, so to Lifnei is fast to touch, so then Lamat of the Sa'ir, Lamayasa. So what are we going to use the Pasuk of Lamat of Sa'ir for? We have no drasha anywhere. If you look around in any brisa, you're not going to find any brisa which darshins anything which darshins the lamata of the Sa'ir. So we'll be stuck. So alamaya must be that really it's the lamayla of the Sa'ir that we're going to use for this drasha to teach us that it doesn't have to touch, and the lamat and the lamayla of par we use for a different drasha. So everything's good. So that's the makar, that anytime when the Kohen Gadol sprinkles both upwards and downwards, it doesn't actually have to touch the kapayres. So that's the Gemara Vayter. We mentioned that we're gonna speak about it, that what's the makar by the Sa'ir that he sprinkles seven times downwards, and by the par that he sprinkles one time upwards. We said we learn them out from each other. So says the Gemara like this. Tan Rabbanan. It says that he sprinkles by the Sayer. It says that he sprinkles it on the Kapyrus. That's Belashin Yachid. So he sprinkles it upwards one time. And then the Torah just says, Vilfnei HaKapyrus. And he sprinkles it downwards. So the Torah tells us, Lahedya, how many times he has to sprinkle upwards when it comes to the Sayer. He just sprinkles it Achas, just one time. But Lamata Bisayer in Yadea Kama. But when the Torah then says to sprinkle it downwards, I have no idea how many times. So says the Braisa, how many done? So we'll use our heads, we'll done. Nemru Damam Lamata Biparva, Nemru Damam Lamata Bisayer. Well, we found somewhere else where the Torah says to sprinkle downwards. That's by the Par. So it says to sprinkle downwards by the Par, and it says to sprinkle downwards by the Sayer. Malamata Bipar Sheva, Aflamata Bisayer Sheva. So just like by the Par, there, just since we find by the Par that there, when you sprinkle downwards, the Torah specifies that he sprinkles seven times downwards. So too, we could assume that by the Sayer, when the Torah says to sprinkle downwards, it means to sprinkle seven times downwards. Says the Gemara. Says the Braisa, or maybe you could make a drasha a different way. Again, we're just trying to figure out how many times does he sprinkle downwards by the Sayer, so we could make the drasha a different way. And we could say like this, that Nemru Damam L'mayla B'Sayer, V'Nemru Damam L'mata B'Sayer. It says to sprinkle upwards by the Sayer, meaning who says to learn it out from the Par? Maybe let's learn it out from the Sayer itself. That the Torah said to sprinkle it upwards, and the Torah said to sprinkle it downwards. So, Ma'la B'Sayer Achas, Aflamata B'Sayer Achas, just like the Torah said. When sprinkling upwards, to sprinkle it one time. So maybe when you sprinkle it downwards, you just sprinkle it downwards one time. So how are we going to figure out which one to learn it out from? Says the Brisa, Nira Lemidaima. Let's see which one it's more similar to. Dan in Mata Mimata, Ve'in Dan in Mata Mimala. The Chayre would seem that we should learn it out from the Par, because they're both sprinkling that are in a downwards motion. So it would make sense to learn out Mata for Mata, downwards from downwards. And don't learn out downwards from upwards. Don't learn out the Sayer, the sprinkling downwards from the sprinkling upwards, that it's one time. Well, says the Gemara, I could say Svar the opposite way, Adarabba, Dun and Gufay Migufay. Why learn out the Sayer from the Par? Learn out the Sayer from the Sayer. The Ain Dun and Gufay Mealma. Don't learn out the Sayer from the Par. So there's no way to even know which one it's more similar to. Meaning, in one sense, I could say that it would make more sense to darshan it from the Par, because they're both sprinkles that are downwards. On the other hand, I could hear Svara that it makes more sense to learn it out from the Sayer itself, even though it's upwards from down, it's downwards from upwards, but at least then it's from the same animal. So Tama Leimer, so therefore we have to look in the Pasuk. So we have to make a drasha from the Pasuk, because we can't do it just with our heads. Tama Leimer, the Pasuk says, Va'asa as Dama Ikasher also the Dama Par. It says by the dam of the Sayer that you should do with its dam just like you did with the dam of the Par. She'ein tam alaymar kasher asa. This pasuk kasher asa is extra. Uma tam alaymar kasher asa. So why does the Torah tell us kasher asa? She you kol asiyos of shavos. It must be to teach us that the doings, that the sprinkling should all be equal. And so we'll darshan from there that kashem shalamata bepar sheva kach lamata besayer sheva. So that teaches us that just like the Par was sprinkled seven times downwards, so to the Sayer, even though the Torah doesn't specify how many times it sprinkles downwards, we'll learn it out from the Par. Period. Says the Braisa Vayter, Lamanu kama lamata bepar ubisayer sheva. So now it comes out, we know that the sprinkling downwards, both by the Par and both by the Sayer, is seven times. But lamayla bepar in yedea kama. If you look in the pasuk about the sprinkling of the Par, so it tells us that he sprinkles seven times downwards, but it doesn't say how many times he sprinkles upwards. So we have no idea how many times he sprinkles upwards by the Par. So varini don. So let's use our heads. Nemru dama lamayla besayer v'nemru dama lamayla bepar. It says to sprinkle upwards by the Sayer, and it says upwards by the Par. So ma'ala ma'ala b'Sayer achas, afa ma'ala b'Par achas. So maybe we should learn out from the Sayer. It's just like over there was one time upwards, so too by the Par, it's one time upwards. Well, says the Gemara, I could hear maybe a different way to darshan, that aiklach l'darach zu, we should go this way with it. Nemru damu l'mata b'Par, v'nemru damu l'mala b'Par. Maybe we should learn out the Par from itself. It says damim to sprinkle its dam downwards by the Par, and it says to sprinkle it upwards by the Par. Ma'ala mata b'Par. So just like downwards is seven, so maybe upwards is also seven. So says the Gemara, says the Braisa, like we said before, near Lemidaima, let's see which one it's more comparable to. Don and Milo mi Milo. On the one hand, maybe we should say that we should learn out upwards from upwards. Learn it out from the Sayer, that it's just one time. Vein don in ma'ila mimata. Don't learn out upwards from downwards, meaning from the par itself, that it's seven times. Says the Gemara. On the other hand, adraba don in gufa migufa. Maybe we should learn out the par from itself. Vein don in gufa me'alma. Don't learn out the par from the satyr that it's one time. Learn out the par from the par itself that it's seven times upwards. Tamulay merva asas damai kasher asa. She'ein tamulay mer kasher asa. Like we said, that this the pasuk is extra. Uma tamulay mer kasher asa. So why does the Torah say kasher asa? She'yu kol asiyos. It's to teach us that the sprinkling should be the same. The sprinkling of the par should be the same as the sprinkling of the dam of the sawyer. So therefore, we're going to darshan that kashem shalomata bepar sheva. So this was repeating what we said before, that just like the lamat of the par is seven, so too the lamat of the sayer is seven. And now in yanenu, kishem shalamayla besayer achas, kach lamayla bepar achas. That just like the lamayla of the sayer, he sprinkles one time, so too the lamayla of the par, he just sprinkles one time, not seven times. So that's how we know the amount of sprinklings by each animal, by the sayer and the par. Says the Gemara Vayter. Achas v'shtayim. We said that as he sprinkles, he counts. One and one, one and two, one and three, one and four. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan. Achas, first he counts one. When he sprinkles upwards, the one sprinkle upwards, he counts one. And then as he sprinkles downwards, he goes like this. Achas v'achas, he says one and one. Achas v'shtayim, achas v'sholosh, achas v'arba, achas v'chamish, achas v'shesh, achas v'sheva. Div Rabbi Meir. That's how Rabbi Meir, that's the nusuch of the counting. That's what Rabbi Meir says. Rabbi Yehuda Imer, he says that the nusuch is a little bit different. He sprinkles one time upwards and he says achas. Then he sprinkles downwards and he says achas vachas, shtayim vachas, shalosh vachas, arba vachas, chamesh vachas, shesh vachas, sheva vachas. He counts a little bit differently. Says the Gemara v'loy pligin. It's not really a machloikas batzem. Rather, marki asre. Rashi explains that the machloikas is just simple, totally in the minigamakim regarding how to count. He gives us an example. When you count a larger number, let's say you count the number 21. So 21 in modern Hebrew, we generally say it esrim vachas. We call it 21. But there's different minhagim. Should you count the general number 20 first, and then count the specific number 1, 21, esrim vachas, esrim v'shtayim, esrim v'shalosh, or should you count the specific number first and then the general number? Achas v'esrim, shtayim v'esrim, shalosh v'esrim, arba v'esrim. Do you count the specific number and then the general number, or the general number and then the specific number? So says the Gemara that that's the machlekes, so to speak, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda here. They're not really having a machlekes. It's not a halachic machlekes. It's just different in Hagim that in Rabbi Meir's makom they used to count the general number first and then the specific number, and in Rabbi Yehuda's makom they counted the specific number first and then the general number. So therefore he counted the specific number first, achas v'achas, shtayim v'achas, shalosh v'achas, arba v'achas, and then he counted the general number, and Rabbi Meir said to count the general number first, just totally a minhag hamakom. But points out the Gemara that the Kuli Amo Mias Hazah Rishayin Tzricha Minyan. It seems like everybody holds that the first Hazah that he sprinkles upwards, that he needs to count it. He can't just say 1, 2, when he's counting the sprinkles downwards, he can't just say 1, 2, 3. He has to constantly go back to the sprinkle upwards and count that sprinkle. That Hazah Rishayin Tzricha Minyan Im Kol Achas V'Achas. As he sprinkles downwards, he has to keep mentioning and counting the sprinkle upwards. So says the Gemara Mike Taimo, what's the reason for that? You need to have a machlekes. Do you count it first or second? Do you say 1 and 1, 2 and 1, 3 and 1, or 1 and 1, 1 and 2, 1 and 3, 1 and 4? Do you count that sprinkle upwards first, or do you count it second? But everybody holds you have to count it. So what's the reason that you have to count and remember that sprinkling that was upwards? So says the Gemara, Rabbi Lazar Amar, it's a very practical thing. Shelo yiteh b'hazois, it just simply said he shouldn't make a mistake. Rashi explains that if he doesn't count the one upwards, so he just counts 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 as he sprinkles downwards, so he could count very quickly and end up making a mistake. So we make him count the sprinkling upwards in order to slow him down so that he shouldn't make a mistake. Rabbi Yechidon Amar, Rabbi Yechidon says that no, it's actually a chiyav. Amar, Krad, the Torah says, Lefnei HaKapayres Yaza. It says, and he sprinkles Lefnei HaKapayres. Now the whole context of the pasuk is talking about sprinkling. So She'en Tamulaymer Yaza, the word Yaza is extra. Uma Tamulaymer Yaza, so why does the Torah say Yaza? Limein al-Hazari Shaina, Shetzricha Mininim Kol Achas V'Achas. Just that while he's sprinkling downwards, he has to still continue counting the sprinkling that was upwards. So, Machlekes Rabbi Lazar According to Rabbi Yochanan, it was a practical thing, so you shouldn't make a mistake, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's learned out from a pasuk. So it says, the Gemara may be Nayu, what's going to be the Nafkamina? Says the Gemara, Ika be Nayu, the Layman of Layta. Let's say he didn't count, he didn't make a mistake, and he didn't count. So according to Rabbi Lazar, then it's just that he doesn't make a mistake. Here, Baruch Hashem, he didn't make a mistake, so everything will be fine. As opposed to Lefi Rabbi Yochanan, it's an actual Chiyah from the pasuk, and Rashi says it's Ma'akiv, because the Torah says Chukah regarding the Avaida, so everything's Ma'akiv. So when he sprinkles, if he doesn't count, being that it's learned that from a pasuk and it's ma'akev, he's actually not going to be yaitze. So that's going to be the nafkamina between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yochanan. L'maisa, the Rambam in Parag Gimel of Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippur, Malacha Hey, paskins like Rabbi Lazar, that it's just that he doesn't make a mistake, and really the counting is not ma'akev, which I saw in Chashuk Echem, and Rav Zilberstein writes that maybe there'll be a nafkamina even bizmanenu, if we don't have the Beis HaMikdash back yet. So he said that there could be a nafkamina even regarding saying the Seder HaVaida. If, let's say, for whatever reason, a tzibra needs to skip, for whatever reason, so that would you be able to skip the counting as when you're saying over the Seder HaVaida, could you skip the counting? Could you skip that whole paragraph? So Lefi Rabbi Lazar, which is the Pesach of the Rambam, it would seem that it would, if there's a need, maybe there would be more room to be makel to skip it.